let's find a lane that we belong in and ride in that lane until the wheels fall off. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't learn from other people from different lanes, but know your lane. The easiest person to be is yourself. You are unique. You're one of a kind, a limited edition. You pay when you move where you don't belong. So be careful of riding other people's boats, other people's streams, other people's rivers. Stay in the river, in the lane. I'm not saying out of fear, but out of being smart, knowing what to do and what not to do. Because there, like I said, will be a price to pay. Are you willing to pay that price? Because you're either living a lie or you're living the truth. People like to say that real recognize real, but real also recognize fake. So it's best that you master the craft that you have been blessed with. You might have a craft that will take you to the heights of life that you need to be on, but you want to be gangster, and that's not your path. A gangster's born, they're not made. A thug is kind of born through circumstances. They're not just made. They don't just pop up one day and you're a tough guy. So if you have the skills to do computers, you dance, you make music, you sing, you write, you act, there's no shame in that. Your skill might be just being able to maintain a 9-to-5. That's your lane. You're good in that lane. Stay in that lane. That's what you were born to do. Play your game, the hand you were dealt. Don't live somebody else's life. Because once again, there's going to be danger ahead. Are you willing to pay the price sitting behind bars, losing family members, being involved with dastardly shit that your heart's not made to handle? See, some people have the shoulders and the back that can carry certain weights. And you have to figure out what weight you can carry on your back, what weight you could put on your shoulders. And if it's not meant for you, it will drag you down like an anchor. And then you will live in what's called regret. All you have to do is find your lane. If you're the cool guy, be the cool guy. If you're the funny guy, be the funny guy. If you're the sharp dressing dude, be that dude. Don't be somebody else. Basically, that's all I wanted to say about that subject.
The topic of this discussion to begin the show is, I would beg to disagree, but begging disagrees with me.
It's basically saying, I beg to differ, we disagree. And you know what? Some people do not take that as being polite. It might sound unfriendly, and they have the right to feel that way. We have the right to also not go along to get along. You have the right to remain silent. You should not try to prove your point to other human beings. You should not be going out of your way to do that. Be mature. Be mature enough to allow them to feel the way they feel. Be mature enough to know that you stand fast in your truth. Let it go. Learn to let it go. If you can let it go, let it go. What do you gain by proving your point to another person? Is it that important to you? You're that empty inside that you need to win every argument. You need to win every debate. Unless you do this as a profession, or this is something that you do in school to get yourself to college, you're in a debate club. There is no need for it. You make two people look very foolish standing around and arguing. Don't overthink things. Don't overthink things. They're allowed to be wrong. They're allowed to be right. They're allowed to their opinion. That is the human way. Allow other people to do and have their opinions. Be well thought out. If you are going to debate, do your due diligence. Do not seek approval from other human beings. What people think about me and what people think about my opinion does not matter to me. It matters no more to me than a gnat does. And that is the God's honest truth. Worry about what your God thinks about you. Worry about the real things that go on in life. And let the little nonsense, minutiae of life. Good buddies become great enemies because they argue, because one has always got to feel they got to be dominant over the next. So leave it alone and let it go. I hope that helps somebody. Remember, you can beg to differ. You can disagree, and everything will move on just fine. And as long as you let it be nothing more than that, disagreements are healthy. It allows you to hear other human beings' thoughts and views and how they came to a conclusion. You ever thought about, instead of trying to prove yourself right, asking them why they feel the way they feel? What backing do they have to justify their course of action?
Sports news, no. Politics a little bit, what's going on TV, entertainment, stuff like that. But you won't get Jada and Will here, people. If you tuned in and you thought another black podcaster is going to talk to you about Jada and Will, you're in the wrong place. I don't do gossip. I don't do rumors. Now, I do like to start off every show with a topic. I think that we should not just be entertained, but we should spend a few minutes just thinking about a couple of things that are going on in the world. Not really the world, but our world, inside our hearts, minds, and bodies. And I hope you don't mind that I start off each and every show that way. Your feedback on the topics that I bring up will be highly appreciated, and the ones that I have received are already appreciated, and I thank you very much for your feedback. So today, we're going to come up with a subject, and the subject is real simple. Pain is the one thing that bonds all human beings universally. We all feel pain. I don't care if you're the richest man alive or the poorest person who's ever been born. In some shape, form, or fashion, you will experience some pain. And the fact that we don't have the proper empathy and sympathy for other people's pain thresholds and the pain they go through is the separator. But the bond is the pain. So let's think about some forms of what separates people. Religion separates people. Language barriers separate people. Society or culture separates people. The lack of technology in some cultures and society separates people, or the freedom to use technology. Politics definitely separate people. Access to things separate people. That means medical help. That means social services. That means just freedoms and freedoms of expressions. But one thing that we should hope to have is that peace and love and faith can also bond human beings universally, not just our pain. Because I don't care where man is living. I do not care where man is living. As long as it's a society, there will be death there. There will be want there for the most part. There will be needs that might not be met there. So let's have a little bit of empathy for the pain that people feel universally. That might not be your pain. You might be living in a first world country. But does that mean that you should look down on people from a third world country, or they have nothing to offer because you're not really familiar with their struggle? No, I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's right. Our job is not to ever look down on other human beings, but to extend our hands and help bring them up if you can. So I'm going to move on with the regular show. I just wanted to put that out there. Pain is that universal thing that bonds us. Death is that universal thing that bonds us. Not paying taxes, not things like that, because you have some societies where there are no taxes. You have some society where people are still living in the backwoods or in the forests, and they don't experience what you experience. They don't even know the world that you live in, and you can't understand the world that they live in. But when they get cut, they need attention. You get cut, that cut needs attention. That's the same. That means we're human underneath all this other stuff. The fancy, the unfancy, we're human beings. I wanted to make the title of this show, so I will keep on walking with my limp. This is actually a Christian song by a gentleman that came out a few years ago, but it made me think about some things. It just made me think that if you are a person of faith, your God knew you before you were born. Whatever troubles
that you get into, they were meant for you. They were meant to happen for you. You know, it's how you handle it. If you're going to be discouraged by it, if you're going to see it as a failure, you're going to not have success in all the fields that you want to chase. You have to learn to not complain. Don't be like Job. Don't complain. Don't moan and groan to your friends. Have faith. Be strong. Be courageous. Carry it with a badge of honor. See, your limp could be a metaphoric limp. It could be a physical limp. It could be a real emotional limp. You could be born with a disfigurement. And that is the limp that you have to walk through this life with. You could be born with a physical shortcoming. You could be born with what's considered a societal shortcoming. Now, you cannot let these things hold you down. You cannot let them defeat you. Because I don't care what is going wrong with you, you can contribute to humanity. Your strength can be a rod that other people say, well, this person is like that. Why aren't they always upset, down, and depressed? No, your outward man should not be a guide to the world of the inward man. Let the inner man be always physically stronger than the outer man. Even if you look like a lattice, if you look like Adonis on the outside, be even stronger on the inside. Your strength could help save lives. How you handle situations. You might know somebody who has a problem hearing, a problem seeing. They were born untraditionally short. They're very fat. But does that mean that they're supposed to not live life? Does that mean that you're not supposed to go through life and have the best out of life that you could possibly have? So whatever your limp is, handle it. Actually say thank you for the limp that you have. Because that thing was made for you. It was perfectly designed. It's just how you carry it. It's yours, and it might not be yours alone. Some people are born where they have predilections to addictions. Some of these addictions, let's stop the garbage. All addictions are bad. So your strength in fighting said addiction could help other people in their addiction. They could help them get up off the curb. Just remember, whatever limp you got, man, woman, child, carry that limp. Be proud of that limp. It is not an anchor. It's just a limp.
Better than me, okay? Has been rejected. And I want to go on to the record. What in the world does that mean, Doc? It means that I don't have an ego, that I am learning to be humble. I am killing my arrogance. But it does not mean that I lack confidence. It's just that I'm fearless of rejection because I'm already knowing the fact that I am really nobody and nothing in the grand scheme of things. So when I get rejected, I always take it. Is it rejection or is it just redirection? You know that? Maybe a rejection is redirection. So we don't have to feel bad about being rejected. Because you're not going to be the first person that's not going to land that job. You're not going to be the first person that's not going to get that woman. You're not going to be the first person that's not going to get that house or apartment. And why do you feel entitled to it? I don't feel entitled to anything. I don't feel entitled to a listener. I don't feel entitled to a subscriber. I don't feel entitled to somebody sharing my comments. But if it happens, it's a beautiful thing. So I just know that when I'm being rejected, that maybe I should look in a different direction. I should start thinking about maybe my game plan ain't as tight as I think it is. And there's nothing wrong with doubting yourself or questioning yourself or correcting yourself. Those are keys to being successful in this world.
And if we get rejected and we take it as rejection and you start feeling a certain kind of way inside, you start thinking less than yourself than you should, and you forget that you're a diamond, you're one of a kind, that you're precious, then you're going to have other issues come into play that shouldn't be coming into play. You don't beat yourself up. The world will do that for you. It's more than willing to do that for you. Look around you, the people you work with, the people you grew up with, the people that you hang out with, they'll do that for you. You don't need to do that. You don't need to inflict self-harm against yourself. Well, I know that's redundant, but you do not need to harm yourself when there's so many things out there that are willing to harm you. Just refocus, retool, rethink. It's take your time. Sit back, make up a different game plan. I look at my numbers on YouTube, and I'm never going to be very successful on YouTube. Maybe people will never take to the fact that they're not visibly seeing somebody talking to them, that they only get to hear my voice, but they don't really get to see my face. And maybe that's troubling. And see, so I'm more built for the podcast world where I don't need to be seen. I just plant my video on YouTube as just another place to be heard. So the rejection I get there is zero rejection in reality, because if I get 5 listeners or 55 listeners, I take it as a blessing and I move on. And if you have a situation like that in your life, look at it. Tell yourself and ask yourself, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about being rejected by anything? Can you handle it? Or do you go into some kind of deep funk? Get out of any kind of deep funk that you're in. It's not a pleasant place to be. It's nothing positive there. You don't really learn there. That's self-pity. That's a pitiful situation. And you're not born to be pitiful. You're definitely not born to be pitiful. Everybody's not born to be a king, nor is everybody born to be a queen. You have to have some court jesters in this world. But there's nobody who's supposed to be the fool all the time. There has to be sometimes you shine. So remember, way better than you have been rejected. Way better than me have been rejected. It's just taking the redirection. That's the positive point of this message. It's a redirection, like not a rejection. I think they're not going to get burnt. Well, that's metaphorically, that's psychologically, that's physically, and that's emotionally. Now, some of the ways I'm talking about is not just straight up and down, you know, occult, idol worship, devil worshiping, that type of thing. But playing with the devil is also being a drunk, being a drug addict, doing evil, wicked shit, being a sex crime type person. You are committing sex crimes every time you cheat on your spouse, your lover, your live-in, what girlfriend, whatever, because you're now exposing that person to whatever disease you may come in contact with. Not only are you exposing them to physical ailment, you're exposing them to psychological ailments. A person who might trust you, love you, care for you, and you're causing them damage. Lying is playing with the devil. Lying leads to more lying, which leads to more lying, and then trying to live out the lie. Stealing. It's not your possession. It does not belong to you. You're not supposed to covet other people's things. Go out and earn your own. Don't take from nobody. And that includes robbing. You are playing with the devil if you decide in your life that you hate doctors and you refuse to go to doctors. A simple urinalysis or blood test might tell a doctor, a specialist, something that is going on with you that right now they can just nip in the bud, but 3 years from now can kill you. Not going to the dentist is playing with the devil. You might lose all your choppers. You might lose that beautiful smile because you hate dentists. not eating healthy will cause a whole bunch of problems down the road. That's playing with the devil. Not getting any kind of exercise, just being sedentary, being lazy, being shiftless is going to cause you physical ailments down the road. This day and age, playing with the devil is clout chasing, being a fraud, doing shit for likes, doing shit for shares, doing things just that people would acknowledge you instead of just going about your life. We don't care what you ate. We don't care about your new sneakers. We don't care about a lot of things that are mundane that people put out there who not only make themselves targets, because there are a lot of people who are envious, jealous, they don't have, they hate you to begin with. You're giving them a free pass into your world that people should have to earn the right to be in your world. And you're just allowing people to have an open door policy to your life, where you go, when you come, when you're not home, when you're on vacation. You're leaving your home vulnerable to other people. You're playing with the devil. Now, we have to definitely deal with the most hardcore styles. People think it's cute to idol worship. People think it's cute to be involved with the occult. People think it's cute to mock God. None of that kind of stuff is funny. You pay a price down the road. Sure, the means and opportunities are many, many. And the devil's going to make sure that he gives you many means and opportunities to play with him. He's going to invite you to games. He's going to invite you to mock God. But what do you do? What do you do? Some of these things that I mentioned are so easy to avoid in your life, so easy to take out of your equation so that you don't have issues that come along with these things. This is a cause and effect type situation. I'm not saying that if you do all these things that you're guaranteed a long life, that you're guaranteed great health, beautiful smile, a spouse that won't betray you. No. All I'm saying is that if you want to be able to go to bed at night, truly go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and say that you are the best that you could be, some of these things you maybe should look at. Maybe some of these things you might need to rewind and see what I said and go back and say, do I apply this to my daily? Do I apply this to how I live? Am I a liar, cheater, a thief, a scam artist? See, because if you don't cheat and you don't lie, and you don't scam, and you don't ask for things you don't deserve, you won't be scammed. You'll have discernment when a con is coming, because you will understand the con. You can take reality from fantasy, and you'll be just fine. I wish you the best luck. And don't play with somebody who will burn your ass in the end, because he don't play to lose. This is a beast, people. This is the beast. The beast don't bullshit about. And don't think he's not powerful. He is super powerful, and he will give you the means and opportunities to hang yourself, to make your own noose. He will give you the rope to make your own noose. He will help you build the stool to stand on, and then he will help kick you off the stand. So trust me when I tell you, be careful out there. Guard yourself, guard your soul, guard your integrity. And we're going to move on to the regular portion of the show. Anybody going through anything where you don't think that life is worth living, get some help, reach out to some people. Do whatever you have to do. Take some time, reflect before you harm somebody or harm yourself, because this could be permanent. Some things we don't come back from. You know what? I want you to have the same desire to say that you have so much to live for that I have. Because I have things that I have not yet accomplished. I have an end goal in life. I want to live a complete and full life. There is a lot of unfinished business. There's a lot of words that I have not yet said that I need to say before I live this life. There are goals that I'm aiming for. I have other stuff to give to others. I have other stuff left in me to give to others, to add into others' lives. And so do you. Now, we understand we can't beat aging. We can't beat Father Time. But you live while you're alive. You breathe while you're breathing. And you give everything that you have to everything you do. Don't be lukewarm about anything. Be hot for it. Be on fire or be exactly cold. Be ice cold or fire. Don't sit in the middle. There's nothing in the middle that is worthwhile for you or anybody. You can't really accomplish any goals sitting in the middle, sitting on the fence, playing in between. It's just not the way life works. So remember that you got so much to live for. Look at those people who care about you. Look at yourself. Look at the damage that you would do to others if you ever did anything to harm yourself, or if you ever freaked out and harmed other people who have never done anything to you. And that's basically all I wanted to say. I mean, life is beautiful. It's what you make it. It's how deep you dig into it. I mean, do you want to battle? Sure, it's going to be a battle. But do you have what it takes to battle through? And at the end of your day, say, you know what? This was a pretty good life I lived. If it ends fast, if it ends way too young, at least you gave it your all. And you don't have that stinking word that I hate so much called regret. Some things real quick. Praying, meditating, and fasting. Am I an expert on any of the three? No. But do I apply all three to my life? Yes, I do. Am I totally together? No, I'm a human being. I have ups, I have downs, I got ebbs, and I got flows. That's what makes me human. I don't pretend nor claim to be perfect in any way, shape, or form. But there are certain things that I do every day. I start my day off, before I even get out of bed, praying. Then I meditate on what I prayed about. Then I've already started my fast. My fast is after my last meal, which I do daily. I try my best to do an 18-6 intermittent fast. Just means I only eat in a 6-hour window per day. Sometimes do I blow that? Yes, I might have a little snack because I feel a little depleted, low sugar, whatever. But I try not to have anything that's considered a meal outside of those parameters. So for me, it would be more like 10 o'clock to, let's say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I would actually eat dinner. And that's it for the day, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And in between, I'm not trying to have any snacks. I only eat 2 meals per day. So if you consider yourself to be a religious person and you're going through all this rigmarole about fasting, you're not doing yourself any favors. People do this all the time. My wife does this without even being conscious of it. She doesn't have her first meal until about 10 o'clock every day. And she has her last meal at the very latest 5 o'clock. So you do the math. She's at least 16 hours every day going without food. And she does not make a big deal about it. You shouldn't make a big deal about praying. You shouldn't make a big deal about fasting. Meditation. This is my view on meditation. I believe that we all can meditate at least 20 minutes a day. Hopefully you could do it twice a day before you go to bed and when you wake up. I don't believe in a mantra. I don't believe that you have to hold any special beads in your hand or sit in any certain position. I don't also believe that you have to burn any certain smells. I think that's a lot of minutia. I think it's idol worship. I think it's foolishness. I think that you can clear your mind because we don't take enough time to breathe. Okay, we breathe all day. You say, okay, you're an idiot, dog. We breathe all day or we die. I am talking about deep breathing. Where you could feel it almost that ear going all the way from your toes back up to your brain and then out of your body. And then repeating it again and again. again and again till you get to a sense of relaxation where you get outside of your own body, where you get to be able to think about the things that you need to handle, the things that you need to tackle, how you went about doing things, where you made a real big mistake and you want to clean it up. So I do this daily, and I've been doing this maybe 15, 20 years now. I actually heard about somebody mention it once, and, you know, I really enjoyed the no mantra thing. I'm not going to sit around like Tina Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm never going to be a Buddhist. I am not doing no Romney, whatever. So now, during my fast, I have found that this helps me. I don't know if it'll help you. I drink a cup of lemon water every day to start my day off. A 10-ounce glass of lemon water, kind of not frozen cold, room temperature. Then I have a 24-ounce water, which is cold because it's been sitting in the fridge all night. So I start my day off by actually rejuvenating my body with at least 32 ounces of liquid, not soda, not juice, not coffee, not tea, but water, lemon, just to get myself hydrated, to get the function back in my brain, to get my body moving, and to also try to get my body a little bit less alkaline instead of being so acidy. And so far, this has worked. It has helped me lose weight. It has definitely helped me with any inflammations that I've had in my body. Now, I've been on this lemon thing and this fasting now for 2 months. I have dropped almost 18 to 20 pounds. Like I said, I feel a lot less pain. I feel better because I don't have the inflammation in my joints. I'm getting older. I'm able to focus. Now, what this does do is you need to be disciplined. You need to be obedient to your body. And you will learn not to take anything for granted if you pray, you meditate, and you fast. Because praying is not asking for this magic bank account to be constantly open. It's also asking for strength to handle the situations that come at you. It's also just a time of saying thank you. There are a lot of things in this life to be thankful about. I don't know what they are for you. You know what? You might have had situations in your life before where you lacked. Now you have abundance. And because you have abundance where you once lacked, you should be thankful for that. You might have had trouble doing anything. I don't know. You might have had physical troubles that you no longer have. Where's your Thanksgiving on that? So take the time if you can. I think it will help you. You could start off really slow. Give yourself a week. Pray, fast, meditate. See how you feel. Get back to me after you do that. I would love to hear from you just to let me know what you think of that. Because who wouldn't need a little bit more discipline in their life? Who wouldn't be in better shape if they was more obedient to whoever their God is? If they were more obedient to the pains and aches in their bodies and their joints? And they don't go away by ignoring them. You have to address them. And sometimes holistic is the best way to address things. Miracles happen. Prayer leads to miracles. It really does. You could say what you want. There are millions of people who pray every day and will never get what they want because they ask for the wrong things to begin with. You don't start off prayer by begging. You first thank. You first show appreciation. And when in that appreciation, then you can be blessed. And that's all I really want to say about that. I'm going to move on to the next subject. It's a very happy day. It's always a happy day. It's a new day. It's a bright day. It's a day that I never lived before. It's the first time breathing today. I'm going to experience things today that I've never experienced before in my life because I've never lived this day. Yesterday is gone. There's nothing you could do about it. But it also makes me think that God laughs at all my plans. God laughs at all our plans. Unless it involves just glorifying him, it's a joke, really. Life is what you make it, is how you feel about it. But there's some realities to life. You don't grow, you're dying. If you don't grow, you're dying. You don't learn something each day, you're missing out on the blessing of life. Blessings are big, they're small. It's your perspective on it. What do you put importance into? Because no one is good. You've met some kind people, I hope. You've met some nice people, I really hope you have. But you have never met a good person. Don't fool yourself into thinking that anybody you've ever met, no matter how much you love them, are good people. They are not good people. There is only one good, and that is God. Think about that. Good, I'm not going to give you the definition of good, but look up the word nice, look up the word kind, and then look up the word good, because none are good but God. You know what I mean? Every day is a beauty. Well, every day could be hell. It depends on how you look at life. Do you ask for things? Do you expect things that you do not get? Because God's laughing at you. And because you're living a fake life, you're asking for things that you do not deserve. You're asking for blessings that are not there for you. Now, the devil will bless you too. But that's a curse. It's not really a blessing. So look at your day. Be happy in your day. Be happy sometimes in your afflictions, because that's where you'll be made perfect. That's where the perfection will come. How you handle when you're getting kicked in the head. You just got kicked in the belly and it hurts, and it hurts real bad. Do you cuss your existence? Do you cuss your situations? Or do you go through it with strength, dignity, pride, and grace? And hopefully, you will go through it like that. And you will come out the other side stronger, better, more determined, with more discipline and more obedience to the things that are important. And you could put some of the things that really do not matter at all behind you, because we do not want to spend our lives with God laughing at us. We want him to bless us. He makes promises, but he also promises that he will laugh at you. So just take that into consideration. And I'm going to move on to the regular portion of the show, but I'd like to start off each one with some kind of viewpoint on some kind of subject matter. Or what are we doing here? Really, you can listen to sports, news, TV, talk anywhere, anywhere on the planet. I'm just giving you my perspective on certain situations. And I think that God laughing at you and you saying, oh, happy day, is a very important thing. As we get older and as we get closer to the door that's going to close on us, what kind of door is going to be closed? What kind of life have you set up for what's beyond that door to be righteous for you, or judgment totally for you? That's on you. That's not on me. The information is out there. How you go about obtaining it and who you obtain it from and what you put your faith in is on you. We are all responsible for our own salvation. Nobody is responsible to save you. Nobody is responsible to help you. Nobody is responsible to guide you other than a person who's been put in those positions. And hopefully, not only have they been put in those positions, but they've been put in your life so that you can listen, grow, and learn from them.
Either love or as hate.
You say, where's the gray line there? Well, there shouldn't be a gray line. You got to come to a point in your life where you're either hot or cold. No in-betweens for situations. You got to be for something. You got to be against something. You got to be pro it. Or you got to be anti it. You got to believe in it or you got to be a non-believer.
Walking the line does not get you anywhere. You're on the line, you're teetering on both sides. You're never going to accomplish what you need to accomplish. You're better off being wrong on one side or right on the other. But playing the middle is playing it safe. You play safe, you don't really get anywhere. This goes for anything. This goes for religion. This goes for relationships. This goes for finances. This goes for education. This goes for viewpoints. You can't play the middle. Too many people are afraid and they play the middle. And they really don't accomplish anything. They don't get their point across. It really makes no sense. I'd rather hate something, because hate is all right if it's directed in the right manner. And I'd rather love something, because love is always the best way if you can possibly do something. But don't give me no warm tea. Don't give me no warm cup of coffee. Don't give me no warm water. Give that thing to me hot or give it to me cold so that I can enjoy it one way or the other. And if more of us was to take a hardline stance on some things that deal with reality, like racism, abortion, child care, crime, helping other human beings, then we would be in a better situation. So either learn to love it or learn to hate it, because one way or the other, one of them is damaging you and one of them will edify you. You just got to figure out which one
first,
it is.
I want to give a little bit of love out to some music from the 1990s, the late 1980s. And I think it's important that every once in a while, something that really means something to you must be discussed. And I'm going to just talk about like the late 80s. First, we went from rock to hard rock to metal rock. Then we had the British music invasion, which was like the new romantic movement, the synth pop movement, the new wave movement. Then we got back to America. America decided that they were going to put their foot in the water and they were going to start grunge. Grunge became a big deal, not for a very long time, but for a while. Then we had the post-grunge. And I am going to use this opportunity to school some people who might not be familiar with some artists. And I just want to drop some names quickly and some songs, because I had a discussion with somebody earlier about some of this music and some of the music that they maybe want to investigate, because I don't believe music is color. If you listen to music due to the color of the person singing the song's skin, you miss out on a lot of blessings of songs from other nationalities and things that they have to share with you. I think it's foolish. We listen to music with our hearts and our ears. Do not listen to music with your eyes. Who you see on the CD cover should not influence you to listen or not listen to an artist. Now, there's no particular order, and I'm just going to go through this. You got Nirvana. Now, these are songs that I'm saying, if you're not familiar with the artist, these are the songs I would say start off with. It'll give you some familiarity. It'll give you an idea if you want to listen to this group or not. So once again, Nirvana, Rape Me. I know that's a crazy title. Something in the Way. You have Pearl Jam, Rearview Mirror, State of Love and Trust, and a song called Black. Foo Fighters, you got Walk and Rope. Now, I'm not saying that these are all the songs. This is the last I'm going to say. This is not all the songs that these groups have made. This is just a tipping point, a starting point, somewhere where you can jump off into this band, and maybe you might find out that you have a band for life. Soundgarden, Fell on Black Days, The Day That I Tried to Live. R.E.M., Everybody Hurts, The One I Love. The Smashing Pumpkins, Bullets with Butterfly Wings, Tonight, Tonight. Stone Temple Pilots, Plush and Creep. Bush, yes, Bush, Swallowed and Come Down. Tool, Anemia and Sober. Garbage, Number One Crush, Only Happy When It Rains. Radiohead, Idotech and Creep, another song named Creep. 3 Days Grace, I Hate Everything About You and Never Too Late. Oh, Velvet and Celebrity Skin. Alice in Chains, Wood and Nutshell. Audio Slave, Like a Stone and I Am the Highway. Candlebox, Far Behind and You. Collective Soul, The World I Know and Heavy. Fuel, Hemorrhage in My Hands and Shimmer. The Goo Goo Dolls, Slide and Isis. Iris. Matchbox 20, Unwell and Push. Now, some of these groups might be considered post-grunge. I don't know, but it does not make a difference to me. It's the same time frame, maybe just a little later. You had Creed, One Last Breath, My Sacrifice, and Higher. The Offspring, Self-Esteem, You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, Going Away. Linkin Park, Numb, Breaking the Habit, and Faint. Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike, Call Me a Dog. 9 Inch Nails, Hurt, The Perfect Drug, and Only. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, My Immortal, Call Me When You're Sober. Stain, It's Been a While, So Far Away and Outside. Live, Pillar of Davidson, Lightning Crashes. Pain Lies on the Riverside. Tonic, If You Can Only See. Means to Me. Silverchair, Tomorrow, and Anna's Song. The Toadies, Possum Kingdom, and Away. Veruca Salt, Seether, and the Volcano Girls. The Presidents of the United States, Lumped. Jane's Addiction, Jane Says, and 3 Days. Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows, I Will Appear. Drowning Pools, Bodies, Tear Away. Alien Ad Farm, Attitude, Smooth Criminals, and Movies. Jimmy Eat World, Sweetness, 23 and Middle. System of the Downs, Chop Suey, Toxicity, BYOB. Korn, Freak on a Leash, Blind, Falling Away from Me. Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of, Testify, and Renegades of Funk. Living Color, Cult of Personality, Open Letter to a Landlord. Nickelback, Yes, Nickelback, Someday, and How You Remind Me. Like I said, these are just some groups that you can get yourself familiar with, some 80s, 90s, and early 2000 groups. Some of them are still making music. Yes, Pearl Jam's making music. Foo Fighters making music. The Offspring made a new album last year that was very good. And some of these are just classics that you should have in your library, I think, because like I said, music has no color. Just because you're a black kid and you're from Bed-Stuy, you're from Flatbush, or you're from Brazil, or if you're from Germany, or even Compton, California, why should your album collection only reflect people who look like you? I think that's kind of closed-minded. Music is open, is for your heart. You might hear some stories that relate to things that you go through. A lot of this music in the 80s and 90s, when we took back over from the new romantic movement, became angst music. So they began telling stories again. They began telling relationship stories. They began telling life is kicking me in the ass stories. And it resonated with a whole group of young people. And you know what? I'm going to move on now to the regular portion of the show. Thanks for sticking with me. Now, if there were some groups that you think I forgot, please feel free to educate me by sending me a message. I'm more than happy to hear. Maybe I forgot somebody who was a big time and I was like, you know what? That'd be my bad. Well, maybe you'll introduce me to somebody that I've never heard and I will appreciate that.
Boy, okay.
It's a real simple title. It's okay to be all right, but it's not okay right now. Convoluted. Does that sound convoluted to you? It is okay to be all right with it not being okay right now. Right now is not forever. Are you an optimistic person? Are you a pessimistic person? Or you're a realist? What are you doing to change whatever it is that's making you not okay right now? Are you just throwing a pity party? Are you putting in some kind of work? Are you accepting the situation? You know, it's holiday season and people get in a lot of doldrums. But people come in your life and people go in your life. We live in seasons. We live in seasons where you plant. You harvest. It grows. Then you reap the benefits of your growth, your harvest. You know, you're up today and you could be down tomorrow. How do you play this game called life? First of all, you must learn to accept that it's okay, that every day is not going to be that sunshiny day. You're not going to have the rainbow. You got to have some rain to make those crops grow. You're going to have some cold weather to put some frostbite into the ground. You can be fine. It's just, how deep do you take everything? Do you take everything as the end of the world? Do you take everything as this is the most joyous moment that I've ever experienced? Or you just real about it? And some things you just have to accept because they're out of your control. Some things are out of your control. Let those people who want to go, go. Let those people, if you love them, that you want to stay, give them a reason to stay. It's not just them. It's also you. We play a part in every relationship that we are involved in. I have learned that over the course of my life. I no longer blame anybody for walking out of a relationship with me. And that is not physical only. I'm talking about emotional relationships. I'm talking about buddies that I no longer speak to but never fought. And the reason that they left is I wasn't that important. I didn't leave a mark on their heart enough where they felt they should stay as they moved along, as they evolved. And that is fine. There's no pointing fingers. There is no one to blame. We outgrow situations. Some situations stay with you for life. But if you are now angry at people, especially in the holidays, people want to look for reasons to have that pity party. They want to look for reasons why there's no all these people around. Why I'm not getting all this love. How much love did you show? Not how much love did you think you showed. How much love did you legitimately show? How many times were you that shoulder to cry on and you never said a word about what was said to you? And you gave the best advice that you possibly could, not for something to benefit you, but to benefit them. Take all those things into account. And then you'll learn that it's okay. That it's okay that it's not all right right now. And things can be perfect for you right now. But is that good enough for you? Or as close to what you can perceive to be perfect for you right now? Are you grateful? Are you showing appreciation? Are you paying it forward in a way? You know what? We need to do that. We need to do that. I am in the business of people. I spent a lot of my life not being in the business of my fellow man. And for that, I am ashamed. For that, I try to make amends. If I can help, I will help. If I'm going to cause more harm than help, I am going to back away from the situation. I don't want to harm. I don't need that on my conscience. I don't need that on my mind. I don't need that to lose sleep over. I want to help. That's why I don't gossip about people. I don't spread rumors about people. Strange from Talk with Doc talks about situations and subject matters. But I try not to come down on the parties unfairly that I speak of. And if it's something that has nothing to do with me and nothing to do with the story that I'm telling, I leave that alone. I'm not going to get into your personal life. I'm not going to care who you dated. I'm not going to care what you wore. I'm not going to care about your rehab or staying sober or being drunk. is not anything to do with more than likely the subject matter we're speaking about. But I just want you to think about that. Think about why you might be so optimistic, and then be grateful for your optimism. Think about why you're so pessimistic, and work on killing that disease. And if you are a realist, what is your real reality? Is your reality coming from you, your heart, or is it implanted as from your church? Your reality is planted in you from your parents. Your reality is planted in you from your friends. Your reality just tradition. You need to think about those three things, because those are the three things that make up a lot of our character: optimism, pessimism, and realism. And when we work around those three and we get them in harmony, good harmony, you can figure out who you are and how you're going to deal with almost every situation that comes up against you in this thing we call life.
Start off with a topic. And that topic I delve into, sometimes it takes me a minute to get to it. Sometimes it takes me 5 or 6 minutes to finish up my statement. I also then close out each show with a closing statement, because as I go through doing the show, I get other thoughts on what I originally were talking about. So then I close that out. And so you will see posted with this the best of everything that I said as my opening statement, and then a conglomeration or a joint video of all of my closing statements for the entire year. I usually do the opening statements in quarterlies. So that would be January to March, and then you know how that goes. It's 4 quarters to the year. And I'm going to post those. I originally dated those for, I believe, December 30th or December 29th, but I'm going to put them out today. I think that I should just release them, and then I will hear from you again, or you will hear from me again on January 1st, 2024. This will be the last live show of this year. There's no need to do another show. And by the way, it's my apologies to you and yours. Happy holiday season. I hope that New Year's is beautiful for you. I hope that you handle it as an adult. Don't fool yourself. Don't make promises to yourself that you cannot keep. It is another day. It is a new year, but it does not mean that you have to live under the lie of I'm making resolutions. You can be resolute every day of your life. You don't need a special day to make you feel that way. And as Christmas passes, if you didn't get everything you want, I need you to man and woman up, because sometimes we don't get what we ask for and life goes on. Don't act like a child. Don't give people attitude or come down on them because they couldn't meet your expectations. It is all right. And also, when I think of manning and women up, I'm saying be real. Don't live a lie. Don't allow yourself to be fooled by AI on social media, which causes you to get welts in your belly, and then you sprout out things that you shouldn't be said. Do your due diligence. Follow the path of righteousness. Try to use your brain. Follow your heart. And I want you to be kind to the homeless. If you can be kind to the homeless, it's cold in most places. And don't fool yourself just because you see a homeless person who might be decently dressed. You know, there are a lot of people like me who donate clothes to the homeless. And the stuff that we donate is not garbage. It is still good enough for us to wear, but we're blessing others with it. So don't say just because that guy got on Jordans, because I have blessed many Jordans to the homeless. Oh no, he's got on Jordans. He don't need my money. He might just be a homeless person wrapped up in a pretty back package. So don't get caught up in that, you know? You know, but a lot of people gonna act happy during this holiday season and they're truly sad. That's why you gotta think things not always what they seem. Just look at the situation full. Do the 360 degree full
view of every situation that you see and then make a wise determination. Like I said, this is the last show of 2023. You will see all of my closing thoughts for the year 2023 in a video of, let's say, a video or an audio file. You will see all of my quarterly remarks on all my titles. I am not a person that clickbaits. If I put a title out there, I talked about that title. Will that title always agree with what you say? No, it cannot. Sometimes when I start talking, you might say, what the fuck? Sometimes you might say he's correct. Other times you might say, what an idiot. And it does not make a difference unless you give me your feedback. I don't know how you feel about what I said. So it's very important for me that you always give me some form of feedback. This way I know how I'm affecting others. My goal is to affect other people, to give them something to think about. At least make them say, At the very least say, because I don't want to sit here and talk about nonsense, because this is not a rumor mill. This is not a gossip column. I don't care about what celebrities wore, who they're dating, and things of that.